Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Winning Family. We're so honored that you've joined with us in this particular episode. I'm with my wife, Michelle, and today we're talking about unforgiveness in the marriage relationship. We've been in a series over the last few weeks talking about just a number of different things that I believe it's kind of like a tug of love, if you will, where it's kind of like pulling apart rather than pulling together. And God wants us to do it His way, which is pulling together. And so we talked about, you know, in one of the episodes, we talked about the unexpected differences in marriage. We also talked about the in many ways, those unexpressed, those expectations, those unfulfilled expectations. Mm-hmm. We also talked about just the importance of needs and when they are met and when they're unmet. And today we're talking about this area of unforgiveness or unforgiving mistakes in a relationship.
Yeah.
And man alive, I don't think there's anything that's more powerful than this area of choosing to forgive in our relationships.
That's right. And of course, we take everything on a biblical foundation. And the Bible is pretty clear about forgiveness, and even in the marriage relationship, which can be one of the hardest relationships to forgive. I think there's needs to be stated up front. There's things that you should not continue to allow, but we're always called to forgive because forgiveness releases us. It's not just releasing the other person. It releases us.
Absolutely.
It causes us to walk in freedom and joy and peace in our life. If we have, if we're hanging on to unforgiveness in our life, it can really pull you down and cause a lot of anxiety in your life.
Yeah. And I just want to say something here real quick before we get into some of the details and unpack this a little bit, because you know, this is a very broad and circumstantial kind of a topic, you know, because there's so many areas of hurt. And I mean, and honestly, you can go to so many different extremes when it comes to whether it be abuse, whether it's physical, you know, sexual, verbal. We've known people, and if we're close to a family, a friend who was close to your family, whose parents were even murdered in cold blood. And so, I mean, in his whole story and the power of forgiveness and all of that, in fact, they even made a movie, you know, from his story. So all that to say, we understand that there are different and unbelievable circumstances that we, that I'm sure that all of us and to some extent have walked through and encountered and personally have experienced the pain of all kinds of hardships and hurts and difficulties and things that you witnessed or things that you've personally have endured and experienced. And so we just want to say right out of the gate, we don't minimize, we don't, we're not trying to glaze over this, because we understand that hurt is real, pain is real. And some of you, unfortunately, have had to experience things that no human being should ever have to experience. But to go back to what you just said, Michelle, no matter how painful, how deep the hurt might be, we do it, number one, when you think about it, because of what Christ did for us. I mean, think about the fact that He died on the cross and He paid the ultimate price to forgive the sins of humanity.
Right.
Think about every wicked, despicable sin, wrongdoing the world has ever, ever known. And yet Jesus paid it all. He paid it in full. He paid the ultimate sin debt that we deserve to pay. And He nailed it to the cross once and for all so that we wouldn't have to bear the guilt and the shame of that.
Yes.
But most importantly, be released from that because of the power of forgiveness.
Yes.
He forgave. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son.
Right.
So He forgave so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be free. And I think it's just important for us to kind of put that into context and put that into perspective.
Yes.
But what we also want to do is just also put this into the context of marriage relationships and on the practical level, but also, you know, walking through some of the things that have been deep in the areas of hurt and distrust. And which, you know, research shows that I believe it is, 75% of divorced couples cite unresolved resentment and a lack of forgiveness as a key factor in their separation. So, again, if we carry that spirit of hurt and resentment and unforgiveness, it didn't matter where we go. We're carrying that with us. We're just going to either take it into another relationship. We're going to take it out on something or somebody.
Yes.
And we are the ones at the end of the day, as you emphasized, that really suffer the most, because we're living in bondage into kind of like a self-imposed prison as opposed to walking in freedom that God wants us to live in.
Yes. Yes. So. It's extremely important in every relationship, and especially our marriage relationship. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give. Obviously, you just mentioned that it's the greatest gift we've been given in life is forgiveness of our sin. And the Bible calls us to do the same for others, because that's what Christ has done for us. And we've received a huge gift of something of great weight and value. And when we give that to someone else, it's the same. It's a huge gift to give forgiveness and to receive forgiveness in relationships. It's one of the most painful thing when you're not receiving forgiveness from someone. That is so painful, but we can still stand on the fact that we are loved, we are forgiven by God, and that's really truly the only thing that truly matters when it comes to eternal things. But here on earth, it can be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's break it down for a moment, because, you know, there are all kinds of hurt.
Right.
And people are always going to fall short of our expectations. People are going to say things. Our spouse is going to say things. Our spouse is going to do things. Our spouse is going to also not say things or not do certain things that can even bring hurt.
Right.
So again, you know, we, because of the line of work that we're in and, you know, being pastors and working with so many people and families and couples, and it's just interesting because we meet many times couples and even parents who are still wrestling with issues from their childhood because they still carry resentment towards their parents. Maybe because of the way they were treated, you know, growing up as children. So they carry a lot of that baggage, a lot of insecurity and inadequacy into their own marriage or into, you know, their parenting journey. You know, maybe they witnessed a lot of things growing up as a child. And so as a result, you know, they bring all of this, these perceptions and perspectives into a relationship. And so, but then in the relationship, as a part of the relationship, you got two imperfect people in an imperfect marriage, and that we're going to do things, say things, and over time we're going to, you know, often experience hurt, and that hurt can come in a lot of different forms. And, you know, so often, especially in today's world with social media, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we have been, you know, in a counseling situation where a spouse, you know, talks about maybe a porn addiction. You know, it could be maybe just the secretive things that happen.
Right.
Where maybe it's, you know, texting that's going on with a coworker of the opposite sex, or, you know, they weren't honest and truthful about where they were going. They ended up, you know, somewhere else, or there's just, you know, an email that is discovered or text messages discovered or whatever, that all of a sudden brings this issue of trust being violated, you know, anger. There's that fear. There's, I mean, all the emotions go with feeling insecure. So all your world just comes crumbling down. You know, and it's like, what do you do? You know? And so I think where the energy, and that's, again, I believe with all of my heart, the enemy wants nothing more than to get you angry and to keep you angry. Because he knows that if he can get you angry and keep you angry, then he can ultimately destroy your relationship in your marriage.
Yes.
And so we have to, you know, learn to forgive, and but there's a process. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do for a few moments is just kind of walk through this process. And I think the first thing is we have to be willing to release the weight of whatever it is that we're carrying, whatever mm-hmm. offense, whatever hurt, you know, whatever unforgiveness that we have to be willing to release that, because it can weigh us down mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It depletes us. Right. And at the same time, we're only hurting ourselves if we're hanging on to and trying to carry that.
Yeah.
So
the quote of that, the holding unforgiveness is like holding a match and expecting that it burns the other person when it's only going to burn you. Release the weight. I remember studying the scripture where the Bible tells us to cast our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. Mm-hmm. And obviously unforgiveness and is a weight, and to cast off is to release that weight. You know, when I used to work out at the gym and do these HIIT classes, and we would get on a treadmill and we would carry these weights with us, and the tension and the resistance was so difficult. You know, just sweating, you know, so painful. And at the end of that exercise, you cast it off, you throw it off, and it's such a release, and you just feel the difference in your body, the release of it. And that's what God is asking us to do, mm-hmm. is to cast off those things on him and release that unforgiveness in our heart, because it only burdens us, really, mm-hmm. when we hold on to it.
Well, I think it's important that we, you know, learn to confront,
yeah.
you know, the issue.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's important that we, you know, we seek wisdom.
Absolutely.
You know, we pray. We seek wisdom, we get counsel, get guidance.
Yes.
When it comes to how to handle the situation appropriately and accurately.
Yeah.
So that, once again, we're not almost like creating more harm than good in our approach. We have to make sure that we get the facts to the best of our ability, but at the same time, we have to be fully prepared, you know, when we're confronting somebody, especially if there's been, you know, intentional, you know, wrongdoing from the standpoint of being unfaithful, if there's lying, if there is anything that's been done, secrets that have been, you know, allowed to take place, where, again, all of that is undermining the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's creating distrust. It's building insecurity. And so we have to just be mindful of the fact that, you know, we have to be willing to speak the truth, but also speak it in a spirit of love, mm-hmm. and confront and, you know, deal with the issues at hand.
Right.
And
not every offense is a big offense.
Sure.
You know, there can be little offenses that happen from day to day that if you allow them, they can add up to, yes. some major weight that you're carrying on your shoulders of unforgiveness.
Right.
So it, all of it, yes. matters.
Yeah. Big and small, as, yes. you stated, it could be, you know, you've asked your spouse to, you know, help with doing a chore or a project, mm-hmm. and they'll say, yeah, I'll do it. And then, you know, days go by, weeks go by, and they still hadn't done it.
Right.
And so, you know, it could be something like that. Obviously, that's probably more common. That's more of the day-to-day realities, right. that, you know, we're dealing with.
Right.
But whether it's little things or they escalate into bigger things, mm-hmm. you know, that's why that scripture, I love that scripture that is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. It says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. And here's the key, just as God through Christ has forgiven us.
Yes.
And so I think, once again, it's just, you know, we have to get to that place where we release. And, you know, and it might even just be releasing it to the Lord. You know, mm-hmm. it's casting our cares upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have to release it. mm-hmm. not only through maybe taking it before the Lord, but we're also releasing it in the way that we also talk to the other person, especially our spouse, saying, hey, I just want you to know, when you don't do this, it sends this message to me. It lets me know that I'm not important, or it lets me know that I'm being unappreciated, or I'm being dishonored, or right. whatever it might be.
Right.
But I think these are things that we have to work through, talk through, and ultimately release.
Yeah. And I think that's one reason I've read a book called Total Forgiveness. I can't think of the name of the man who wrote that right this second. Incredible book. Mm. I highly recommend it. But the whole thought of when the disciples asked Jesus, how many times should we forgive? And he said 70 times seven. So there's really, it's unlimited. You continually forgive. You have to lose count.
Yeah.
You can't hold somebody hostage to an offense that they have caused against you, especially if they moved on. But we forgive anyway. But the thing about hurt, the thing about offense, is that it comes back at you. It comes back up, and we forgive again, and the next day you may have to forgive the same offense in your mind again. They may not have offended. They may not have done the same thing that hurt you again, but it comes back up in your heart and your mind. You're like, no, I forgive it again. In my heart, I forgive it again. I forgive it again. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus was saying, that you never stop forgiving, because forgiveness releases you. Mm-hmm. If God came to give us life, Jesus came to give us life and life to the full. The enemy's come to kill, steal, and destroy, hold us bondage. Yeah. And this is one of the greatest ways that he can get in. You know, you think about the door, he gets a foothold through that offense. And once he gets his foot in the door, then he can push that door open in your marriage, mm-hmm. especially if you're holding on to something. And there are times, absolutely what you're talking about, that we've got to even get counseling, which is 100% fine and good, especially if there's something that you're working through. But I just encourage you, even as you're walking to the counselor, we forgive. We cannot hold unforgiveness in our heart, or it will destroy us.
Yeah. Well, and we can't give the devil free rent to live in our heads either.
Exactly.
When it comes to holding on to that. That's why he wants to get you angry and keep you angry.
Right.
You know, I was reading something here recently, and I thought this was so powerful. And it was back in the day, Tim and Beverly LaHaye really kind of captured this, but he talked about how we're all made up of four parts. We're made up of our physical bodies. Mm-hmm. We're made up of our minds. We're made up of our emotions, and we're made up of our spirit. Mm. So when you think about it, you know, a man and a woman, they're attracted. So they connect, you know, they're attracted to each other physically. Yeah. But that physical attraction also creates an emotional connection. And so what happens is that at the beginning, there is that positive attraction. There's that positive connection in the emotions. So now you're feeling all the feels in a positive, good way. Mm-hmm. But then you have the mind, and the mind is where we form judgments. It's where we, you know, form opinions. It's where, you know, all of a sudden the minds begin to formulate certain things, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden now it can have a profound effect on a positive level or on a negative level of how we feel.
Yes.
And so what happens is, if we're not careful, and when we have an offense, when we're hurt, mm-hmm. now all of a sudden we're allowing the mind to formulate. We're now angry. We're resentful. We're trying to find revenge because of the hurt that we've encountered, which only makes us feel bad. So now we're feeling anger. We're feeling
your physical body starts to feel it.
Yeah, and then your body mm-hmm. now begins to take the brunt of all of that, because you're carrying all of that
anxiety. Mm-hmm.
But the missing piece to that is the spirit.
Yes.
And so if all we're trying to do is handle our emotions and we're trying to deal with how we feel on our own, we can't win that battle. It's a dysfunctional cycle.
Right.
That's self-destructive.
Right.
That's where we need the Spirit of God to come in and to renew our minds so that we can feel ultimately the release of forgiveness that only the Spirit can give us, which allows us now to be able to live out and to walk out freedom, you know, on a daily basis because of what the Spirit enables us to do.
That's right. And when I was speaking of those things earlier, that they are only, we're only able to do that through the Spirit of God.
Absolutely.
That the God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, the three in one. And Jesus said, I'm leaving you a gift that's even greater than I am. Mm. And he is, the Spirit is one with Jesus too, who has given us freedom, who's given us forgiveness. And so that freedom and forgiveness that we walk in to give that to somebody else as a gift is extraordinary power. Mm-hmm. It's not human power. It's extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit. Absolutely.
Well, and that leads us to another thing. That's just, you have to replace the resentment, replace the hurt, whatever it is, you know, that has been brought into your life with love. And I know that is so much easier said than done,
you
know, sitting here on a podcast.
Yeah.
when you're on the other side of the hurt and
so
the pain and all of that.
But we
have to get there. And
again, we can't
get there without the help of the person, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we have to come to that place of replacing the hurt, the resentment, the anger, the unforgiveness with love.
Yes.
And the reason why I say that is because that's exactly what Jesus did for us. Mm-hmm. So if he did that, he didn't have to, but he did it because he loved us. And so at the end of the day, we have to do the same thing, not even so much because somebody deserves it, but we are doing it because we know that's the God-honoring thing to do.
Yes.
It's what God wants us to do. And the reason why is because there's freedom that comes from that, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah. If the Bible is the foundation of our life, if we feel that and believe that it's true, then we're going to receive the blessing that comes on the other side of what God has called us to
do. Absolutely.
And the way he's called us to live.
Yeah, there are three statements that I think are really, really, really powerful. And number one is this, it's the statement, I love you. Mm-hmm. And that statement is bringing affirmation. It's the reassurance and the affirmation of where we stand. And so in the communication, at some point we have to articulate, I love you.
Right.
Because you're affirming your love, you're affirming God's love, you're affirming God's way, and your heart, your desire.
Agape love is unconditional.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then there's the statement of, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is doing is that is giving us the opportunity to, it is giving us that release because I'm forgiving you. And as a result of releasing that, there's something powerful when we say, I forgive you.
Yes.
It's the restoration side of the relationship of the marriage. And then you have the last one which is I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the phrase, I am sorry, you know, but I think when we can actually take it a step further and say, I was wrong, that's positioning you in a spirit of humility and true brokenness, where I was wrong for doing that. Because you're basically saying, I'm agreeing with God that I was wrong. This is sin. This is not right between me and the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's not right between the two of us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, affirmation, restoration, and humility are three important areas of just being able to work through, talk through, and get to that place of releasing, letting go, you know, of whatever it is that we're feeling.
That's right. I love this thought that forgiveness doesn't erase the past, but it can redeem the future. Mm. It can redeem our future, and it will. God's word says that it will, and we're releasing ourselves. We are calling that out in ourselves to be able to forgive somebody else and to say and that we were wrong too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we're willing, I believe that God, you know, the Bible doesn't say this, but the principle is in God's word when it says that God never wastes a hurt. Mm-hmm. So if we will allow him, the Bible does talk about turning our ashes into beauty.
Yes.
And God can restore what has been broken.
Yes.
And so God can make all things new. So he can restore, he can redeem. Mm-hmm. He's the one who can put the pieces back together if we will allow him to do so. And that takes work. It is a commitment. It is a process. It takes time. We may have to get counseling, as you stated, get other people to hold us accountable. But at the end of the day, if we're committed to the process of healing, I'm telling you, God can do amazing. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we think or even imagine if we're willing to allow him to give us victory in these areas.
That's right. And again, there's big challenges, and then there's the smaller daily challenges. We've seen some big challenges in the work that we do, and we've seen it go both ways. Yep. And I have seen some of the most humble women that have walked their husband through some things that the women have been so hurt by emotionally, and they have prayed. They have not given up. They've helped their husbands walk through maybe some addictions and things. And to see the beauty of a marriage that has been restored is so powerful. And through this series of talks that we've done, this podcast that we've done, we've talked about how the marriage, the union of a husband and wife, is a beautiful picture to the world of God's love and forgiveness and his restoration. And that is such a beautiful, beautiful story to be able to tell. And we've seen the other side of that story too, when the two have butted heads and the strong will did not create a strong marriage, but it broke the marriage down and forgiveness was not there. And so it's our choice. It's our choice. I mean, obviously it takes two to tango. But it's our choice as a person, individual. We have the choice.
Yeah.
You know, we don't always have control, but we have the choice to forgive.
We like to say it this way: your marriage will always be hindered unless you are surrendered.
There you go.
And when you surrender everything to the Lord and you allow his ways to become our ways, it's amazing when we're willing to do it God's way. You know, I truly believe when we do it God's way, God will redeem. He'll restore.
Yes.
He can put it all back together.
He is able.
And so we just want to say to you today that are watching or listening that, you know, listen, we know that, again, this is a lot easier said than done, especially when you're walking through the hurt, you're walking through the depth of pain that some of you might be experiencing right now. And I just want to encourage you, whatever you do, before you say it's not worth it, just remember what Jesus did on the cross for us. Just remember when he stretched out those arms on that cross and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're even doing." He took all of your sin, my sin, our shame, our everything, all of our mistakes. What did he do? He nailed them to the cross so we don't have to nail ourselves. We don't have to beat ourselves up. And we don't have to, you know, beat someone else up, you know, when it comes to their faults and their mistakes. But let's be quick to forgive. Let's go the extra mile to do whatever we got to do to allow God to turn those ashes into beauty and to make all things new. He can do it. He truly can. And so we just want you to know we're cheering for you. We're praying for you. We would encourage you today as maybe you're walking through some of this right now in the moment. You're walking through a season of real hurts and challenges, but God is with you. He's for you, and he can enable you and empower you to do what you cannot do by yourself. And so we just want you to know, if you have any questions, if we can help you in any way, send us a DM, but let us know. We want to know that this podcast is serving you and helping you. So rate it, review it, share it with your friends. Make sure they subscribe. You subscribe so it comes into your inbox. But at the end of the day, we want you to know that, listen, when the family wins, everybody wins. And we're here to help you win both at home and in life. Until next time.